Beanie Sigel, what's cracking, my brother? And you know what everybody talking about, that new real record to Jay-Z. I don't want to call it a diss record because you don't sound bitter.
It's like Jay in another place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. He did what he did, like, as far as just, like, signing people to Rockefeller Records, you did that. But as far as the push that people could have got, that really could have did things, you know what I'm saying, you didn't do that. Like, if you look at 50 Cent, like, it's, like, no disrespect, like, to the G-Unit, none of that, you know what I'm saying, because I love the way 50 Cent did with his dolls. But if you look at it, like, them dudes got more money and more bread than anybody in state property. This is true stories. I'm sitting in the house on house arrest, and I got the Young Guns calling my phone because Jay-Z's only paying them $1,250 or whatever it is, $1,200 a show when they had to spit it.
But
all the glitz and glamour wasn't like really what people seem like, and it's not a hate record. It was just a real record and emotions. Like, I understand, Jay, you somewhere else, you know what I mean, in your career, and there's certain things that, you know what I mean, where he at, like I said in the record, everybody can't go, and I understand that. But
I mean, Philly gave Jay a lot of life. I mean, you know, a lot of people.
No, a lot of street cred. And my whole situation is, when you get it, like I said, like I don't want it to seem like it's a money thing and people bitter about that. But when you talk stuff like you in a mag for half a billies and things like that, and you know you was dissolving the Rockefeller situation, and then you ain't even give people the courtesy to make the phone call yourself and explain, like, if it was me, it's me talking to my homies like, yo, I'm somewhere else. I can't do this music thing right now. Like, I ain't there with it. Like, when I go on tours and stuff, y'all can still rock with me. We can go on tours, and I can get y'all some bread like that. Or I could do this for y'all to help y'all, you know, do whatever. But I can't do that.
So what exactly happened at Powerhouse, man? I heard Jay didn't want you to perform if you were in the building.
I mean, because the year before, and this is public record, last year's Powerhouse, I didn't even go to Powerhouse because I knew that it wasn't going to be a Powerhouse with Jay-Z. Jay-Z been had it in his mind that it was over with all what he's like, he's gone. He's already home. You know what I'm saying? He on to the next one, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying when you got people on your team that helped you, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody write his rhymes or none of that. You know what I mean? He wrote his own rhymes. But a lot of influence came from state property. The people who had around him. I backed all his plays without him even asking me. Even front line, and like, Jadakiss wasn't no walk in the park. Nas ain't no walk in the park. These dudes that could have ended my career.
DJ White,
I mean, I went at dudes on the strength.
Did Jay
even
ever?
When
he was telling
me not to.
Oh, he used to tell you not to?
Like, he's like, fall back on this one.
I heard that I heard that at this year's Powerhouse, he brought the police in to run you out of the building.
Yeah, because what happened was, after I got off the stage with Jadakiss said they was acting funny in the back. When I first performed the first record, it was the record, the joint Beanie Mac, bitch. It was the first record. My mic was so low that me and Jadakiss switched mics after I performed that to do Fill It in the Air. But someone come on stage and told Jadakiss that it had to be my last song. It was cut this time. This time was supposed to have been 45 minutes. He was supposed to perform before Carrie Hilson. It made Jadakiss perform, then Carrie Hilson, then Jay. So when they was ready to cut his time and all that, because I was on stage, after I did, you know what I mean, did the record Fill It in the Air, they cut his mic off because they thought his mic was the mic I had. So I knew somebody was on some, you know what I mean? So at that moment, I just was in the moment. Like, man, this is my house. I was in Philly, so I was filling it, and I just said the first bars to the verse just to let it be known, like,
So the feds came in and ran you out of the building?
Yes, they came in. Not only the feds, it was undercover police. I seen my old probation officer. Like, when I was on federal parole, I was on federal parole for about 4 years. I had about 3 or 4 different probation officers. One of my probation officers was in that building that night. So, like, not security didn't put us out. I after watching the show, when I said what I said, I just wanted to see the response to Jay face. So I stood at the front of the stage, me and 3 of my homies. And when he noticed me, he saluted me. He walked to the side, talked to somebody, which who I think was Carlene, because she walked through the middle of the front of the stage. I was where the speakers at, right in front of the front row. She walked past, gave me a kiss on the cheek, went to a security guard. They walked in the back. Next thing you know, it's like 30 cops coming in, and they kicking us out.
When the last time you talked to Jay Beans?
I haven't talked to Jay in over 2 years, in about 2 years. The last time I talked to Jay was the night of the 40-40 grand opening in Vegas.